smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earl.
Police have revealed 4 children, including a baby girl, are among 71 migrants found dead in a lorry in Austria. The Syrian refugees are understood to have suffocated before crossing the border into the country from Hungary. Austria's Interior Minister, Johanna Mikulenta, says governments need to act.
We need a solution in the case of the migration flows, and we need a solution to protect the refugees. And I think the best way is to build legal ways to Europe.
Meanwhile, more than 80 bodies have been recovered from a boat packed with migrants which sank off the coast of Libya. Around 100 people are still missing.
This is KMFM News.
4 people have been arrested following a suspected stabbing in Canterbury which injured a young man and a teenage girl. Police were called to reports of a disturbance in St George's Street at 6:15 last night. 2 22-year-olds and a 21-year-old from Dover are being questioned, along with a 16-year-old boy from Germany. Illegal drugs being sold to prisoners is among the concerns featured in a new report on a Kent jail. Kieran has the details for KMFM.
Well, regulators at Rochester Prison and Young Offenders Institution say the substances have been discovered along with other contraband, including mobile phones, from April last year to March. It's thought they've led to the death of a prisoner and caused a number of others to suffer serious mental health issues. The Independent Monitoring Board's now calling for measures to stop the items getting into the hands of convicted criminals, as well as tougher punishments for those who are caught with them.
KMFM News.
HSBC is looking into problems some of its customers are having making and receiving payments. It's thought to be linked to the National BAC system, which processes transactions. The bank says it's working hard to resolve the issue. Tiny Temper's been chatting to KMFM during a visit to teenagers in Folkestone who are spending their summer trying to improve the area. Members of the Folkestone Youth Project at the Shed near the harbour are taking part in National Citizen Service. They're also planning a concert and have been getting advice from the 26-year-old rapper and Double Brit Award winner.
Basically, they're trying to keep this place, so they're trying to raise awareness and raise money and hopefully put on a show that's going to be able to show them how important this actually means to the young people here.
KMFM News.
A teenage girl has been rescued by lifeguards after suffering an allergic reaction to an energy bar on board a boat on the River Medway. Crews were called just before 4 yesterday afternoon to Stangate Creek after the 15-year-old girl suffered an anaphylactic shock from the bar, which contained nuts. She was treated by paramedics and made a full recovery. The head of Kent's latest university technical college has told KMFM she can't wait to welcome the first students. The final work is being done to the £11.4 million building in Medway, which will specialise in engineering and construction. More than 200 14 to 18-year-olds are due to start lessons there on the 7th of September. Principal Karen Buck says it's an ideal learning space.
It's very light, it's very airy, it just feels really professional. You know, the high quality of the work that's been put in, it's an encouragement for our young people to really be producing high quality work themselves. So we have no doubt that our students are going to be extremely successful.
And forecasters have issued a warning for heavy rain in Kent over the bank holiday weekend. They've got a yellow alert in place for all of Sunday and say torrential downpours could lead to some flooding and travel problems.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
At the World Athletics Championships in Beijing, Kent sprinter Dina Asher-Smith says she feels at her best ahead of the final of the 200 metres later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Blackheath and Bromley Harriers runner posted a personal best in her semi yesterday. She'll run in lane 4 in the next hour and says she'll do her best.
Anything can happen in a final. I'll just do what I can, do my best, push myself. I know that the level's there. Have fun and see what happens.
Meantime, Britain's Tiffany Porter is into this afternoon's final of the 100 metres hurdles. She won her semi-final and will go into the deciding race shortly after 2:30. Her sister, Cindy Afili, is out, though. And in cricket, Kent are out of the One Day Cup after losing a rain-affected game against Surrey at the Oval. After being set a revised target of 251 off 40 overs, the Spitfires were bowled out for 233.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.